in the last 10 minutes, the theme, the word that you've said the most is fun, right? And so that's one of the things that you've said. You mentioned also COVID, the pandemic, and so many people around the country, the world really are reassessing what it is that they're doing, whether they're enjoying it, whether they're having fun. So where do you value that? So that you're doing the Xfinity thing, because I would say that being there, having that fun has been contagious. I think not only is this something that is good for you as a person, but I think you're raising the level, certainly the awareness of the Xfinity series.
Well, I mean, I
you're making the Xfinity series more fun.
I mean, it's the Xfinity series, I think, has had some of the best racing all year in all three series. The cars are really fun to drive. I mean, there's not a lot of downforce. They slide around. I try to bring that energy that I have. You know, I kind of got re-energized taking the break, and that's something I needed, and it was great that work with NBC Sports and be a part of so many different motorsports backgrounds and be able to do the analyst role and broadcast those races and things like that. So I needed a little bit of time away to kind of reset myself, and, you know, running a partial season in 19 and then doing a few more races in 20 kind of made me realize when Matt and Chris gave me the opportunity to go full-time, I'm like, I do miss being at the racetrack with them every week. And you know, when you have a chance to win, of course it's going to be more fun, but it's more about being around all the men and women there on and off the racetrack and at the shop and all the things that we get to do, because they are what makes it truly enjoyable, whether we're running up front or not.
Have you had those conversations with them? When you said, I want to do whatever it takes to support the team, to grow the team, to improve the team, is that because of the broadcasting background, because of your great relationship with sponsors, is that you have more things than just what you can do behind the wheel? Have you had those conversations with them where they say, AJ, your value goes far beyond just a driver?
Well, no, I mean, I think it's something I've learned because I've spent my whole life always worried about what was going to happen next. You just live in the moment now, so hopefully Matt and Chris and all the men and women at Colored Racing understand how much I truly care about the team and want the best for it. So, but right now we're worried about driving race cars and trying to win a championship. And, you know, down the line, who knows? But just live in the moment right now and enjoy it.